you know, I'm really excited about the record, and I'm really excited about the people I got to work on it with me. I have been obsessed for the past couple of years with an Austin singer-songwriter named Matt the Electrician, and we just met. It's been almost 3 years. We both released albums around the same time in 2010. I released an album called Mystery Prize, and he released a record called Animal Boy. And they were both kind of on the Americana charts at the same time. We were at some of the same gigs and same conferences. And he gave me a copy of his CD. And I have listened to that record more than any other record in the past 3 years. It just speaks to me on every level. And I'm a total production nerd. I'm an engineering gear nerd. I mean, I listen to how things are mic'd. I listen to production choices that support, you know, lyrical intent of songs. I love all of that. And I just think he consistently makes really cool choices. And he produced Animal Boy. And, you know, I think it's really brave when artists produce their own records. I did it once, and I decided that just because I can doesn't mean I should. So I, you know, I've always worked with other producers since then. And when it came time to select a producer for Circus Heart, I thought, you know, especially given this collection of songs, which is a little bit wackier, a little bit more irreverent than some of my past material, I thought, man, if I could have anyone in the world do this, I would ask Matt. But he's never produced for anyone else before, and he's always on tour. I mean, he goes all over the world. He's in Europe a lot. He's in Japan a lot. So I just took him out to breakfast in Austin, where we both live, and I sat him down, bought him some tacos, and just laid it out there and told him I was working on a new CD and asked if he might be interested in helping produce it. And his eyes just lit up like that. Like, he was not expecting the conversation to go there. I think he thought that I wanted advice about what producer I should work with. But as soon as I asked him if he'd consider it, I saw the gears start spinning in his head. And, you know, we had a long talk about what we like about music, what we like about records, you know, what inspires us. And, you know, he took some of the songs home with him and gave it some thought and talked it over with his wife. And we decided that we'd do it in January when we both took the month off from touring. And it was incredibly fun. It was a whole different approach to making music than I had ever done before. And it was really fun working with Matt. He's brilliant.
Why was it a whole different approach?
Well, you know, I'd always, before I had had it in my head, you know, kind of from audio music school and just different records I worked on, that you have, there's like a certain pattern you follow. You get the band together, you go into a studio, you record basics of all 12 songs, and then, you know, you switch out some of the guitars, and then you overdub some vocals, and then, you know, and you're kind of building all the songs all together. And with this approach, we did that for some, but we also pieced some together. We started a few songs two or three times looking for the right approach. You know, we very much just moved forward on a song-by-song basis. We just built the songs one at a time and really let the songs kind of tell us what direction they wanted to go in. We created most of the sounds on the record just between the three of us, Matt, the producer, Mark, the engineer, and me, the, you know, songwriter. We, you know, banged around on different, you know, instruments that were in the studio. Mark has an incredible collection of vintage keyboards, and there are tons of weird little guitars. I have some weird guitars that I brought. You know, Matt played bass on a bunch of the songs because he isn't a bass player, but he likes really simple bass parts. So he felt like any actual professional bass player would overcomplicate things. So, you know, it was just sort of, that was the approach. You would have the worst piano player in the room play the piano on a song because we wanted a simple piano sound. And then for another one, like I Will Wait, where it has a really intricate keyboard solo, we'd have the best keyboard player in the room play that solo. It was really experimental, and, you know, we turned things that are not usually instruments, such as doors and instrument cases and frying pans and laps, into instruments and layered it all together. My first time using drum loops, which I thought at first we might just use as a metronome and then replace with organic drums, but I liked the way some of the drum loops sounded so much, like on Circus Heart, that, you know, we built the loop into natural drum sounds and used real instruments and some synthetic instruments, and it was really fun. I get excited just thinking about it. Baby, open your mouth, I want to jump in your heart.
Under the velvet.
when I look at your video for Circus Heart, it looks like you're having an incredible time doing that.
You know, it's funny. I'm glad you say that because, you know, you're in Los Angeles, so there are a lot of people in production that will be listening to this, and they know that shooting a music video with a large cast that's also doubling as dancing extras over the course of 2 days with a 2-minute long one shot in the middle is not actually fun, but I'm glad that you think it looks like fun.
You come across as if you're trying not to laugh. That's really kind of fun. What was the most challenging part of recording that video, though?
The hardest part for me was getting there were a few hard parts. The long one shot in the middle, I had never done anything like that before, and it required a lot of rehearsal and a lot of choreography, just in the sense of timing it all out. We walked from one room to the other. I was walking in front of a Steadicam operator, and so it was like he and I were dancing almost, and we had to really, you know, have this elaborate path that we followed. That was hard for me. Hitting all the marks and lip syncing was also challenging. And then at the very end, there's this part that in the script, just two little words, everybody dances. And I like skimmed over the whole script, and there was so much more detailed written out in the script that I just didn't really ingest those two words at the end, everybody dances. And it didn't occur to me that I was going to be dancing in a music video until the moment it was time to start practicing that. You know, on the second day, the one shot was in the can, and now it's just time to shoot the big finale. And the assistant director comes out, and she puts on her choreographer hat. And she says, okay, so let's go over some dance moves. And there's like some wah, wah, wah. Excuse me? So you can see, and I'd like to think that my slightly out of time folk singer trying to dance moves at the end, I like to think it's charming. I kind of feel like Baby at the beginning of Dirty Dancing for the big scene at the end.